Splinters of Jade grapples with mature and sensitive topics, which could be triggering for some listeners. There may be scenes involving the themes ranging from alcohol and drug use, suicide and forced marriages, to violence, horror, and the dehumanization of certain castes, classes, and nations of people. Please see the show notes for episodes of details. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to Splinters of Jade, the Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game podcast. I'm here today with Steve Lanzalo Bartolome, who's playing Kitsuki Akira.
Hello.
So, tell us a little bit about Kitsuki Akira.
Okay, Kitsuki Akira is a Dragon Clan Kitsuki investigator.
So, amongst the investigators, what makes Akira special?
He follows his gut. Very intuitive, very much like the good cop detectives in modern day stories.
Okay. Any specific detectives that inspired you?
Nothing specific, just in general.
Okay. So who does... Kitsuki Akira report to? Who's their lord and what's their duty to them?
He's currently with two lords. First off is the family daimyo for the Kitsuki family, Kitsuki Itsuma. He is also an emerald magistrate, so he also reports to Isawa Karasu.
What's his duty to each of those lords?
Honestly, I'm not that familiar with the setting, but he is an Emerald Magistrate. He is assigned to go around, mediate disputes, solve crimes.
All right, maybe we'll learn more about that as we get through playing.
Yes, maybe.
All right. And kind of the opposite side of the coin here. What does your character long to do, and how does that conflict with duty, especially towards Isawa Karasu?
He really wants to peel back the layers of lies and find out the kernel of truth behind everything. And sometimes his obsession to get to the bottom of something conflicts with what he's been assigned to do. His lord might say, okay, that's enough. He's like, no, but it goes deeper, so that's enough. Go on, move on.
So just persistence.
Persistence, yes.
All right. So what is his relationship with the clan?
He is in actually pretty good relationship with the clan. He always tries to act when the time is right, as according to the dragon philosophy. Always seems to bide his time.
How does he deal with the cryptidness of the Togashi?
He steps back, tries to analyze it in his own mind, trying to pierce through what's going on.
So what does Kitsuki Akira think of the principles of Bushido?
Well, he is very aligned with Makoto, sincerity and integrity. He feels that if they do not take him seriously and he is not a pillar of integrity, then he cannot do his job properly.
Anything he has difficulty with?
Sometimes he has difficulty with duty, like I said, especially when somebody else says, okay, that's enough, or I need you to do something else, and there's still something that is nagging at him.
So he's kind of that dog at the heels.
Dog at the heels. Won't let go. Yes.
Even if he's told to let it go.
Even if he's told to let it go, it will still be in the back of his mind.
And I can just picture Melissa start singing the song. All right. Kintsugi are known for a lot of their achievements and investigations.
Yes.
What is Akira's greatest accomplishment thus far?
During his training, there was a one particular case where he was investigating a Mahosukai. He was very perceptive. He has very precise memories, and minor details were inconsistent. And using those minor details, he managed to separate the Mahosukai from who he was impersonating, track him down.
A little Sherlock Holmes man with a twisted lip going on.
Something like that, yes. Also, kind of like that, at the end of the fight, Mahosukai managed to damage him severely, weaken his heart before reinforcements came.
Hmm.
So he's a little bit frail.
So does that heart problem hold them back?
Yeah, that heart problem does hold him back on occasion.
And anything else?
Yeah, he has started to take opium for the pain.
Well, that up until the 1930s, that was pretty common in the United States even.
Exactly.
So, what makes your character feel at peace other than opium?
Puzzles. Puzzles and secrets. He likes exploring hidden little nooks and crannies and figuring things out.
Does he carry around like a little puzzle box, like kind of a Rokugani version of a Rubik's Cube?
Something like that, yeah.
Right. So, you know, clearly the Maho user left an imprint. Is there anything that Akira has that's a fear or concern?
Like I said, he has taken opium to manage his pain, and he's kind of grown a little bit dependent upon it, as opium users usually are.
Ah, fun addictions.
Fun addictions, yes.
So, who has your character learned the most from during their life?
Well, during the aftermath of this case, he got married, and his wife, Katada Misaki, a crane a duelist.
Kakita.
Kakita, yes. Kakita Misaki, a crane duelist. She helped him overcome his fears of being left behind. She helped him realize that, yes, it is okay to accept a helping hand when it's extended towards you. And the two of them have grown very close together. They do have a child, Fuyuko. She's about 2 years old right now.
All right. So what would somebody notice about Akira as the first thing?
Well, on his obi, right by where he holds his wakizashi, there's a finger of white stone. It's not jade. It's just a little worry stone. Every once in a while, he picks up. He starts rubbing on it. And, seems like calming and kind of like a worry stone.
About how big?
Like I said, just a finger's worth.
How big did it start out as? Anyways,
yes.
How would Akira's parents describe him?
His parents would describe him quiet and determined, even curious. Like I said, he follows things through even when he shouldn't. And he's also become a student of Shinsei,
Really?
Yeah, his father is Kitsuki Taikei. He was a Emerald Magistrate as well. Akira would sometimes follow him on his rounds. One time, he went to a shrine of Fukurokujin.
So one of the
fortunes, the fortune of wisdom and mercy. He came across a young phoenix shrine tender, Kaito Yuki. The two of them started up a friendship, and he gave him a book. Let's see, where is it? Yeah, a book of soul, a copy of the Book of Soul, of the Tao of Shinto. Tao Shinsei, yes.
All right. So you just mentioned a lot of connections.
A lot of connections,
yes. We've got a member of the Kaito family. We've got his parents. We've got a crane, wife, and kid. Are there any other connections to other clans, families? Or
actually, yes, his mother. His mother was Hiruma Naomi.
A Hiruma.
A Hiruma, yes.
Up in the Dragonlands?
Yeah, she was part of her duty was going north as a Yojimbo and scouting out for a taint up north. She married his father and had the child, had him. Then she realized she was tainted.
Oh, my.
Yeah, she started managing it with Jade Petal Tea and settled in the Dragonlands to prevent further taint.
So we've got a lot of connections there.
A lot of connections, yes.
Who was Akira named to honor?
Another Hiruma scout, Hiruma Akira, quite some time ago.
What did he do?
He heard of an attack on a Shadowlands village, ran three ponies to death to try and warn the village before the attack, and arrived a moment too late.
Man, he might not have arrived late if he had had a unicorn horse.
This is true, but, well, he was a Hiruma. He didn't want to go for unicorn horses. But later, when reinforcements arrived, Shadowland creatures, and barely hanging on. When reinforcements got there, they found Hiruma Akira surrounded by slain Shadowland creatures, barely hanging on. It died just as reinforcements arrived. Unfortunately, Hiruma Akira's Jian, was missing, his sword.
All right. Other than the name Akira, does he have a personal name?
No, he generally goes by Akira.
Okay. And how is Kitsuki Akira going to die?
Probably like his own, like his namesake, surrounded by tainted corpses.
Interesting. Well, thank you, Steve.
Jade is a work of fiction and uses the Legend of Five Rings role-playing games 5th edition rules by Fantasy Flight Games. Splinters of Jade is not affiliated with Fantasy Flight Games. Our music is by Darren Curtis. More of his music can be found on SoundCloud and Bandcamp, as well as on his website, DarrenCurtisMusic.com. Our logo was designed by Nick Animalia. Audio engineering and editing was done by Brennan.